Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into God's Timing is Everything broadcast. I want to continue in the message called Here and There. Go with me to 1 Kings 17, verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, which was the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the father of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the father came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. See, there is a place where the Father sends us. He protects us. He shows up for us, sustains us. Now, if you go with me, 1 Kings 19, Elijah was running away from Jezebel. He was hiding in the cave. There was an earthquake and a fire. Verse 13, And so when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out and stood in the entering of the cave, and behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What are you doing here, Elijah? Hallelujah. See, here is where we wanted to be, out of the Father's will, and there is where the Father wanted us to be. Even though it may be spiritual bullets flying overhead, heads when we went there, it's still he's protecting us and sustains us. And right back in 1 Kings 17, he said, in verse 8, the word of the Father came to him, saying, Arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon, and dwell there. I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. And we know what happened. The father multiplied the food throughout the famine. And because he went there, he was sustained. And the widow lady, her title became mistress of the house. And she and the whole house was sustained because he went there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go with me to Luke chapter 1. We're talking about getting to a place called there. There is a place where the Father wants us to be. Again, protects us, sustains us, uses us. But here is where our flesh wants us to go. And it may be, we may feel comfortable, but it's not where the Father wants us to be. And eventually, he'll interrupt your comfort zone and get you there where he wants you to be. In Luke chapter 1, here's a situation where the angel appeared to Mary in verse 35. And the angel answered her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of the Father. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. And with the Father, nothing is impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Father, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angels departed from her. He said, The Holy Ghost is going to overshadow her. Hallelujah. But in verse 39, Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to the city of Judah. She had to get to Elizabeth's house. That was her there. The Father didn't want her to be near Joseph because his spirit was going to overshadow her. And he's going to speak the word into her womb. And the word became flesh. And she went into Elizabeth's house. And Elizabeth said, As soon as I heard your voice, the babe leaped in my womb. And in verse 45, Elizabeth said to Mary, Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which are told her from the Father. See, it hadn't happened yet. The Father couldn't overshadow her with his spirit until she was at Elizabeth's house, because he wanted Mary far away from Joseph. Verse 46, And Mary said, My soul does magnify the Father. So now his spirit is overshadowing her soul, which is her mind, will, and emotions. It could only happen there where the Father sent her. And my spirit has rejoiced in my Father, my Savior. So now he's overshadowing her spirit. For he had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, and for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty had done to me great things, and holy is his name. So where Elizabeth said there shall be a performance of those things which the Father said, now the Father's overshadowed her by his spirit, and she's saying he has done it. Verse 45 and verse 49. Hallelujah. Right in the middle is when the Father overshadowed her with his spirit. It's just so very important that we get to that place called there, wherever it may be. And more than likely, it's not where your flesh wanted to be. People who are advising you would say, don't go there. Stay here. No. You have to be there. In Daniel chapter 3, turn with me to Daniel chapter 3. This is about the three Hebrew children. Hallelujah. Verse 12, that they had not bowed down to the statue Nebuchadnezzar had raised up. Verse 12, there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was really angry. He wanted to bring those Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to him. And he said, is it true you're not going to worship that statue? And this is what they said. Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We don't have to think about it too long. If it be so, our father whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace and will deliver us out of thy hand. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They knew that where the father wanted them to be in that fiery furnace was there to them. And the father was going to protect them and take care of them. And then the king made the fire seven times hotter. It was so hot that the people who did that were burnt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said to his counselors, did not we send three men into the midst of the fire? They answered, yeah, you're right. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And it was just so amazed. Hallelujah. Right in the midst of the fire was there, and they were totally protected. So don't be afraid to go where the Father sends you to go. You know, it's there, and he'll protect you. But don't be where your flesh wants you to be or where the advisors are telling you to be, like the Job advisors. Be where the Father wants you to be. Go there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so they weren't burnt at all. In verse 29, Nebuchadnezzar, therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language who speak anything against their father shall be cut in pieces, and the houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other that can deliver after this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the province of Babylon. Look at me, because they went there. And actually the Hebrew names were Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They changed their names, but they couldn't take their father away from them. Hallelujah. He was there. And even in Daniel chapter 6. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 6. Hallelujah. The enemies of Daniel had rose up against them and tried to have the king, successfully had the king sign a decree that nobody could worship anybody but him. Verse 10, but when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks to the Father. And he's thrown into the lion's den. And the lion's den was there where he was supposed to be. The Father gets the glory. See, the Father gets the glory when you go there. And he'll protect you, sustain you, use you, and his glory will just flow all over you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise. It's just incredible. Then in verse 24, the king commanded, and they brought these men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them and their children and their wives, and the lions ate them before they ever hit the ground. But they could not touch Daniel, because he was there where the Father wanted him to be. So don't be concerned about going where your flesh doesn't want to go. That's where the biggest victories are. That's where the most anointing is. That's where the Father shows up for you in your behalf. And you do so little, and he does so much. Look at Jehoshaphat. He was surrounded by the enemy, and all he had to do was praise the Father. His mercy endured forever. Send his praise and worship leaders out first. And the only thing Jehoshaphat had to do was spend 3 days picking up the spoils of the enemy. And he was rich already, but the Father wanted him to be richer. Hallelujah. And the Father told him, I want you to show up where they are, which was there. Just show up there where I tell you to be, and I'll do the victory for you. I'll give you the spoils. See, it's the safest place to be is in the center of his will. Even though, again, might be spiritual bullets flying over your head, that's where he wants you to be. If you want to stay in the comfort zone, he's going to stir up your comfort zone. Just like a mother eagle does to its little eaglets, it keeps them nice and warm until it starts pulling the nest apart and teaches them how to fly. He'll make sure the Father's great at disrupting your comfort zone if he wants you to go there. Hallelujah. And you can't rebuke him or rebuke him. You can submit to the Father and resist Satan, and he'll flee, but you can't rebuke the Father. The Father will stay in the affairs that he's working on until he's finished. So you might as well surrender to Him. Turn your flesh over to Him. Allow Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, and He'll always protect you. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. If you can't, just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people out right now, Father. Minister to them with healing and deliverance, Father. Let them know that you're their daddy and you love them. The whole world is about you. It's all about your daddy. And they need to focus in on you. Hallelujah. And I thank you and I worship you. You're touching them right now, Father. Bring healing and deliverance. Make a way for them where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. Father, give them houses, places to live where they need it, jobs, Father. Encouragement. But touch them right now. Make adjustments in their life in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. This, again, is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677 if I could help you. I have a website, henrywalker.org. There's about 250 prophetic messages on it. Just click on messages. And I've written three books. The first is called Seasons. It's taught about each feast day and how Yeshua has fulfilled every feast day. And there's three that He will fulfill in the last days. And also my second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on His calendar and how from the Word He wants to repeat those blessings in a month. So you need to know when those months happen. And on my biblical calendar page on my website, I tell you when the months begin and end up the year 2020 on both calendars, and also when the feast days begin and end up to the end of 2020. Hallelujah. And also in my new book, I talk about the different hours of the day. Now, His schedule, remember, the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Hallelujah. And so there's certain hours in the day when he moved in the Word, He wants to repeat those blessings on those hours of the day, exactly those hours. There's a certain hour that His healing anointing flows more than any other time, and you need to know that. So many people just don't know our history. In Yeshua, going way back, our Jewish heritage, and how we need to base our lives on His time schedule. His timing is impeccable. Hallelujah. And my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. And you can get these books by not going to my publisher. I purchase books from my publisher, and you get these books directly from me. Just call me at 772. Oh, first of all, they're a $5 course. I'm only selling to you at course, with a course, my wife and I. And if you have no money, we'll send it to you free. We just want to get these books into your hands in these last days, because the days are so coming to an end according to the Word. He's coming back soon. Yeshua's coming back to take us in a rapture so soon. But you can get these books by calling me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. I'll be glad to get these books to you. And also, don't forget my broadcast is on 7:15 in the morning, 7:15 at night if you miss it. And also, you can go to WCNO.com and click on demand and hear any prior broadcast. Just hit the arrow and go back to that date. We just want to help you so much. And my friends in the Bahamas, if you want me to pray for you, just go to my website, click on contact, do an email to me, give me your name and your phone number, and I'll call you right back. You won't have to pay for it. Just make sure you turn your flesh over to the Father, allow Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform to the image of Yeshua, and I'll believe for you, and He'll move, but there's nothing in the way. Hallelujah. And so remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here, I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.